This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We're trying to connect with Les East of Crescent City Sports. Talk a little bit about press conference tomorrow for Joe Dumars as he addresses the New Orleans media for the first time, and also certainly the NFL draft, which is coming up this coming Thursday, and we'll have wall-to-wall coverage starting at 4 o'clock. Hoss and Deuce out at the Saints headquarters, and they'll be talking to all the Saints brass from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, myself along with Bobby J, Steve Geller, Charlie handling things behind the scenes, we'll have you coverage of round one and probably take you to 11:30 Thursday night. And then again, Friday, got two rounds. It'll speed up a little bit, but we'll give you rounds two and three. And then Saturday, we'll have you the full brunt from rounds four to round seven. Thursday will be at 504 Golf on Howard Avenue. So if you're in the area, come on by and see us. And again, we'll be giving you our opinions on the selections. And also, you'll hear the draft choices. For the first time, they'll come on WWL Radio and tell you their thoughts. And a lot of them is just a relief I got picked. For some of them, they're so thrilled. But, you know, you go through this process, Charlie, of 3 months, and you say, man, finally, it's over with, and I know where I'm going to be. I sort of know who the coach is, everything else. And it's a flip-flop of the recruiting process. Whereas the player, you have the advantage. You telling the coach where you're going. Now, the coach in the organization is telling you where you have to go to.
Yeah, and you see it with the emotions that some of these players have when they get selected, basically in every round of the draft. You know, it's always an outpour. And so it's always a great time talking with these guys once they get selected, Mike. And, you know, I'll be grabbing all this audio from y'all's interviews with them. And one of my favorite things, every single year that we've done, and it's become a tradition, telling them to give their first hoot at to the Hoot at Nation. And it's always great stuff.
Yeah, some of them are really good at it. It's almost like, man, I'm prepared for this
moment.
They're
fired up, man.
They get excited about it. And again, man, it changes your life instantly. And now with NIL, yeah, you are getting money in college. But, boy, you're professional now. You got to learn that, you know, they're expecting you to do things at a certain level, and that's just the way it's going to be no matter what. One of the things today is, and we're going to talk to Pete Jenkins about this at 5:20. Pete's going to come on with us, talk about some of the Georgia players, LSU players that he's worked with, and his interpretation of where he thinks they'll play in the NFL. Mykael Williams is a guy. Charlie, you and I have spoken about this before. I had him ranked a lot higher than most people. I thought he would be one of the top 13, 14 selections in the draft. He just is built for the spot. He played through an injury last year with an ankle. And now, 2 weeks after we had a long discussion on this, man, I'm hearing everybody else say the exact same thing about Mikael Williams. And we'll get Pete's thoughts also on Mikael, who, man, if you were to kind of carve out a defensive end, he looks like Mikael Williams.
So the one thing that popped up with Mikael is the fact that he played last year with an injury, an ankle injury. And that's why, you know, you didn't see necessarily the pass rush production specifically. Mikael Williams, I think you'd agree with me, Mike. He's got such a high floor as a prospect. Just because you know what he can do in the run game and setting the edge at the defensive end spot. I like him a lot. I don't know if I like him in the top 10 this year. I know that you're higher on him than most people, Mike. That's for sure. Because there's some people that see him, you know, as a borderline first round prospect, if that, right? And, you know, if the Saints decide that they love his potential and they think that they can unlock some extra things with him, the athlete's there, right? Like, Mikael Williams is an impressive, impressive athlete, as you talked about the physical build that he possesses. But, you know, you're just going to have to fall in love with the player to take him at nine.
And what I want to get from Pete is the man, okay? I want him to tell me about the guy because he's been out on that grass. He's been the guy to work him out. And I know he catches an earful from Pete every time that Pete goes to Georgia because Pete, you know, he's not the most soft-spokenest guy around when he gets on players. But, man, Charlie, how good can Georgia recruit? And when you think about it, you know, it's Mikael Williams and Jalen Walker and Malachi Starks. And there probably are three other guys that will get picked on the defensive side. Man, you got to give Kirby Smart, no matter what you might think about him as a game day coach, how good of a recruiter he is. And they're kind of like Noah's Ark. They got two of all of them. You know, they're too deep. No matter across the board, it's been a remarkable run for Kirby Smart in Georgia in producing all these early round selections, and especially on the defensive side to football.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So, Mike, it's funny you mentioned this when we were interviewing Rohit. Jalen Walker, you know, I haven't really considered him as maybe going fifth overall to Jacksonville. The report came out today from Adam Schefter that they could potentially surprise some people with their selection at pick five.
That pick, it would be Walker. I'm just telling you, Charlie, I hear the hoofbeats that, you know, who knows what Jacksonville's going to do. But Jalen Walker, to me, is a little bit like Will Campbell. You're not only getting the player, you're getting, and I always grade up a player when I know about his leadership,
yeah,
about his focus, his attention to detail, that he gets other people around him to look better, and he's a playmaker. That's what Will Campbell does and did at LSU. That's what Jalen Walker is going to do, whoever selects him. He's that type of guy. And you want that guy. Okay, yeah, I want a badass guy on the field. But also I want a guy in the locker room that he can communicate to other players what he expects of them, because he puts his level way above any fan, any sportscaster, anybody. He puts himself at a much higher level to kind of hit that ceiling as a player. And I see that in Will Campbell. I see that in Jalen Walker. I see that in Ashton Jeanty. I'm going to be honest. He's another guy that's like that. That, listen, I know I can play, but I'm expecting you to do this, and I'm going to tell you why you should do it. There are maybe a handful of those guys every year, five to six, but we're talking about Walker and Campbell and Jeanty. Those are the type of people, and I'll put Cam Ward there too, because I think Cam Ward is one of those guys that when he's going to get in the NFL, man, he ain't going to take no back seat. It ain't going to be no Will Levis stuff. He's going to take charge with the Titans.
So the name that you brought up there as well before Campbell and Walker and Cam Ward, Jeanty, that's who I thought, you know, the quote-unquote surprise pick could be for the Jacksonville Jaguars, is taking Ashton Jeanty at pick number five and sniping, you know, sniping the Raiders, who are, you know, we've been talking about this for months now, Mike, that we expect Vegas to take Jeanty at pick six. But if he's there, because that's kind of the question mark, if he's there, because, you know, with the Jacksonville Jaguars at pick five, I could theoretically see them taking Jeanty. I could see them taking potentially, I don't know, Tyler Warren. Jalen Walker is the new name that's kind of popped up too. It just feels like, you know, some of these top 10 guys are locked in to be top 10 picks. It's just a matter of how it all kind of shapes up and which spots they actually land at.
Charlie, there's really nine guys. The pick 10 for the Bears. Now, there's always, not say always, but that's a good chance that you get an out of alignment pick. But if I'm the Bears, and I see Cam Ward's gone, Travis Hunter's gone, Abdul Carter's gone, Campbell and Mimbu are gone, Jeanty's gone, Jalen Walker's gone, Tyler Warren's off the board. If I'm 10 with the Bears, I give them the card, Mikal Williams.
Yeah, that was your mock, Mike, and I see it. Because he fits the kind of prototype that Dennis Allen would like in a 4-3 defensive end, right? So I could completely see that. If I'm the Bears as well, and this is where you mentioned the top nine, the Bears taking down the Packers in week 18 super underappreciated for Saints fans, where they hop up to pick nine because they were at 10 at that point. But now you're in such a good position, Mike, where you're going to get one of those quote unquote blue chip prospects at pick nine. And you feel great about it. It's just a matter of not having to reach for a quarterback with the ninth pick, which I know it's smokescreen season, but it feels like all the buzz is that the Saints are not going to do that, thankfully.
And the offseason has been kind to the Bears. I think they've done a good offseason. I'll be honest with you. Now, again, Ben Johnson's got to work his magic with Caleb Williams to get him to produce and not hold the football as long in the pocket, to be more decisive with a throw. But you see all those pieces of the puzzle they have. Charlie, the Bears are going to be a tough out. If they hit big with their first couple three selections, man, that NFC North with Detroit and Minnesota and Green Bay, and now they've opened the ring. Bears, now you got to walk in it and get the right players. But you talk about a dogfight, that is one of them there. The cage match is on with those four teams. If they can come up with a couple of three guys that can help them immediately in the lineup.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.